Welcome to another program live from Coradi Studios. Today is Saturday, July 9th, 2016. We have a very special program for everyone listening to us throughout the world. And today we have a lecture on the power of forgiveness with Mr. Javier Casan, who is standing by from Spain. So we'd like to give him a warm welcome to Coradi Radio.
Thank you, Aníbal. Good night.
Good evening over there. Good afternoon here, and good morning wherever you're listening to
that's
us.
True.
With all these time zones and differences. The power of forgiveness is a very powerful topic that we no doubt have been expecting and waiting for a few weeks now since you sent us the file with the lecture in Spanish. I understand you had to do a translation. Be nice to be able to share it with our listeners, as you said, but it's in Spanish, so we'll have to wait till the English translation comes out.
Maybe in the future we will have it.
And I wanted to share a quote, Javier, that inspired with this topic. It says, to err is to human, and to forgive is divine. And then it says, forgiveness is unlocking the door to set someone free and realizing you are the prisoner. So yeah, those two quotes resonate with this topic today on forgiveness. So without further ado, let you take over on the topic.
Okay, thank you, Aníbal, for your words. We can face gnosis from the physical point of view, and it's very interesting, but gnosis shows us how to live in the physical world. We can face gnosis from the vital point of view, from the sexual point of view. And of course, there are so many interesting aspects that we can learn related with the sexual way of gnosis, so important, so essential, related with the different aspects of the being. We can face gnosis from the emotional point of view. And there is a lot of people that think love gnosis from consciousness, but maybe they love gnosis with emotional love. Of course, there is people that face gnosis from the intellectual point of view. And this has no end. This is a non-ending path, because intellect can talk about everything, all the time, for the eternity. We can face gnosis from the conscious point of view, and putting the consciousness in the center of the Gnostic work. But there are a few Gnostics in the world. There has been a few Gnostics in the world, in different cultures and religions, that they have understood that the center of Gnosis must be the being. And we realize that it's very hard to face Gnosis, to try to live Gnosis from the point of view of the being, because for doing so, we have to walk the inner path until to feel inside our hearts, in our minds, in the five centers of the human machine, the presence of the inner being. And to do so, we need a long time and a long path to put in practice the three factors and the teachings of our Venerable Master Samael Ambeur. And I think that to understand deeply the power of forgiveness is related with that point. We need to start to ask to ourselves, what is the relationship that we have with our being? And in that way, we can understand that every being has a mission as a part of the absolute abstract space, as a part of the solar logos. Every being has his flavor, his way of teaching, his or her way of comprehending and giving and supporting the impressions from the solar logos. So that's why the mystery of the being is different in each human being. The motivation for that talk comes, for that reflection, comes after the end of the study of the book Revolutionary Psychology that we already have done here in the Gnostic Center in Tolosa. And in the conclusions, some days, some nights in my night practice, I reflect about what can I learn from that book that I read for the first time in the 80s. But that every time I read it, I reflect it, I teach it, I meditate it, is higher and higher and is teaching me in a different level to comprehend different aspects of myself. So after that comprehension, after that conclusions, we listen all the students in that Gnostic group. Every one of them said very interesting things about their conclusions. And I entered into my own comprehension about that book. And the result of that comprehension was that short lecture of, I think it's 3-4 pages, related with the power of forgiveness, or what forgiveness means for each one of us. A point that we can understand from that book is that we are not in a good relationship with ourselves. There are 3 types of relationships: the physical body, the other beings, and our same being. And because it's difficult to us to be in the right inner state, it's difficult to us to have a good relationship with our beings, and because of that, it is difficult to have a good relationship with others. The conflicts that we have inside ourselves projects in the external world and become the conflicts that we have with people, with physical body, with daily circumstances. This is something that we know from Master Samael. When we know how to live with our own defects, when we know how to live with ourselves, when we start to learn to have a relationship with our dark side, of course we start to learn how to live with others. We start to learn how to live with not just humanity, but the circumstances in the actual world. Then, working on ourselves, we realize that we need reconciliation, not just with others, but with ourselves. We live in a struggle. We live in an inner conflict. Inside ourselves, there are different natures. There is a battle inside each one of us. And we need to understand, to comprehend deeply the origin of that battle and reconciliate ourselves with the same being and his different parts. So we need to rebuild the internal council. That internal council must be recreated. And this is the work that must be done by the inner Christ. When you find a person that has reached an inner reconciliation, you find a person that found peace. If someone is not reconciliated with himself, with his own being, it's very difficult that this person will not be in conflict with others, because he carries a continuous drama that projects it to the other world. So that's why reconciliation will not be possible if we do not learn how to forgive ourselves and how to forget. Of course, to learn how to forgive others, we need to learn how to forgive ourselves. But what is to forgive ourselves? When we say me, myself, what are we saying? What is our most inner reality, our inner truth? Of course, the being. So in order to reach forgiveness, we need to recover our balance in the relationship with the being. So it's not just that we need to forgive ourselves, it's that we need to feel the forgiveness from the being. Some pseudo-esoteristic schools say so, but what they don't say is that forgive ourselves is not possible if we do not dissolve the psychological ego that is at the origin of every conflict. And to do so, we need psychological separation, comprehension, repentance, dissolution, and then can arrive as a grace, forgiveness from the being. And it seems that is easy because this is something that we know, but I will make the point on the psychological separation, because we as human beings used to live identified with every aspect of life, with the centers of our human machine completely absorbed by the ego and the personality. And in that situation, there is a short chance for the consciousness. And in the consciousness, as Master Samael says, we have the opportunity for the psychological separation. That means the capacity of separating the psychic aggregate from our consciousness in order to observe it and comprehend it. That's why the origin of the Gnostic Society is related with the practice of Mo Chao meditation. We realized that the problem in the Gnostic movement was not the teachings, of course, was not the masters, and was not the human beings, was just the lack of meditation. Too many talks, too many words, too many meetings, too many social activities. And we need more meditation to experience the Mo Chao state. Mo Chao is not a kind of practice. It's a state of the consciousness. And this is in the beginning of the psychological work. When we reach the Mo Chao state, the consciousness is active and can observe and comprehend the psychological ego, and can study not from the point of view of the mind, but from the point of view of the consciousness, that is the expression of the being. And we don't need to talk too much about the psychological eye when the consciousness perceives it. But if consciousness cannot perceive the ego, we will be talking and talking and talking and understanding, understanding and understanding. But in the essence, nothing will change. We will not comprehend. We will not repent. We will not dissolve. And we will not feel ourselves forgiven. It's so nice to feel that your being forgives you. It's so nice to feel the forgiveness of your Divine Mother. It's so nice to understand that forgiveness is the way to reconquer the lost innocence. But these human beings, we want big compassion without big efforts. But let me tell you something. If you want big compassion, you need big sufferings, big sacrifice. If you want to experience big regeneration, you need to comprehend your big degeneration. Because where you can find a big pain, you will find a big relief. But if you are not ready to experience big pain, not just for yourself, but for the state of this humanity, you will not experience big relief. That's why Master Samael sacrificed everything to reach the highest level of consciousness of the being, and the same for Master Jesus and for the other masters of the Gnostic tradition. They put everything on the battle. That's why they could experience everything on their beings. Big Christic sacrifice, big happiness. If you don't want to suffer, that's okay, but you will not experience big comprehension, big compassion. This is like a childbirth, pain, cry, and then sacrificing pain and crying, a big happiness, a big joy, big sin, big repentance, big forgiveness, and a great knowledge of yourself and the human nature in order to not just comprehend yourself, but comprehend the process of other people that are trying to transform themselves at their own rhythm. So at the end, there is just something that must be forgiven. The origin of every sin, the Edenic fall, the original sin. And the reason of being for all the esoteric work is to arrive to that comprehension that with the Edenic fall, losing the sexual energy, creating the psychological ego, we have created a second nature outside from the command of the being, outside of the harmony of the part of the being, and we have entered and we have created an abnormal world outside of the dynamics of the cosmic harmony. That's why Master Jesus said that the sins to the Holy Spirit must be paid, cannot be forgiven, because the result of that sin is the psychological I, and the psychological I cannot be forgiven, must be dissolved, and this will be at the end of the great work. with the resurrection, we receive the final forgiveness. Of course, the water, as Master Samael says, needs to boil at 100 degrees. You need to pass through great emotional crisis. You need to pass through different conflicts. You need to enter into a very dark spaces in order to realize what you have done, killing inside yourself the same essence of God and putting yourself outside of the harmony of the universe. It's incredible that time when Master Samael says that his Divine Mother is trying to stop the laws of karma, but she couldn't stop them. She had forgiven Master Samael, but every one of us needs to pay karma. Even if our Divine Mother forgives us. So we have created a world without the being. It's not necessary the being in order to grow up, receive a degree, to have a job, create a family, create a company. And let me tell you something. It's not necessary the being to become Gnostic missionary, to give lectures, to sustain the movement. And there is people that think that we can do the psychological work without the being. Can you believe that? With the power of the mind, intellectually studying the mind and the ego, what a big mistake. Just the being can change our inner world. Just the action of the Divine Mother can dissolve what we have created with that energy used in the wrong way. If humanity has a hope, it's just the being. One night, I had an astral projection, long time ago, and I arrived to a world of super nirvanic happiness. And I found a group of children playing into a playground. They were a group of monads, of people living in that world. One of them, a girl about 10 years old, looks like, told me, "Why do you guys in the physical world complicate so much these teachings? Do you know what we need? What we need is that you teach them to be in contact with us, and we will direct them, we will guide them, we will help them to do the work." And that experience, when I came back to my physical body, changed completely my way of teaching. From that moment, I tried hardly to don't forget my being, to be in contact with my being, and then to try to help people when I teach, to be in contact as soon as possible with their own beings. That's why we practice Mocha meditation. That's why we work with the repentances of Pista Sophia. That's why we have reopened the third chambers in the Gnostic society. That's why we practice night vigils from the beginning, not waiting to a certain point of the path, because this is a sophism. Today and tonight, you have the responsibility to be in contact with your being, here and now, and to do your psychological work from the being point of view. The Divine Mother and the being are the short way, but so many people like the hard way, the long way. The power of forgiveness means to reconquer the original innocence with consciousness, because this is what the world needs. Forgiveness, love, compassion. So, my conclusion, what is what the world needs? As the song says, love, sweet love, of course. But what the world needs is the Christ. As a great master used to say, man spends his life looking for redemption, always trying to reconquer the psychological unity that we had in the past, and that we lost with the Edenic fall and the end of innocence. And the whole process of our travel through existence is marked by this interior journey to fill the void left by the absence of the being. Sometimes we try to fill it through satisfaction of desire. Other times we use the values of personality to try to find our place in the world. But in very special circumstances, we have been able to walk the inner path of the great work to redeem the worst sin that we have never committed, our own existence as ego, our existence separated from the universal dynamics of the inner being, trying to be healed through the only medicine that cures the disease, repentance and forgiveness. Master Sufi Ghazali used to say, "I repent, and again I broke my repentance, because mercy shines thanks to our sins." So, how many repentances are enough to clean the sin of our existence? In a certain way, this is the question that Peter asked to Jesus, that famous question. And Jesus said, 70 times 7. Because the contrast between the inner Christ and the sexual stone is infinite. To become a pure and perfect diamond, which on all sides reflects the face of God. God's forgiveness is the absolute medicine that cures every disease. There is no forgiveness without repentance. And complete forgiveness is not possible if we don't dissolve the cause of sins, which is, as we have said, the psychological ego. In truth, happiness is overvalued. All human beings seek it. And because of this, the world is full of suffering. Happiness can never be a goal, because then the man will do anything to get it, and their result will be more struggle and more conflict and more war. How different is when our journey is to establish ourselves in the dwelling of repentance, a level of the being so high that there are few who know how to live in it constantly. Are we ready to live in that level of the being, in a constant and continuous repentance, not looking for happiness, but for repentance? The tradition says, there three are the signs of repentance. You don't talk too much, because you are in the remembering of the being. You don't eat too much, because fasting. You don't sleep too much, because prayer. In essence, repentance is the same gift of God, a gift that He made to the souls invited to meet Him. If God does not give us repentance, where can we find it? If the being does not give us love, where can we find it? We repent in the being to forget the same being. As a master says, "O Lord, I seek refuge of your anger in your pleasure, your punishment in your forgiveness, from you in you." As wisely tell us our Guru Samael, repentance comes from the same contrast between our being and the absolute abstract space, where he contemplates his own imperfection. And it is transmitted through the tree of life until it finally reaches the essence, which faces a contrast with his own being deep inside. And it has only one possible result: the constant pursuit of redemption through forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift, is a present that the being makes to himself through the essence. But it is true that the definitive state of forgiveness is to forgive yourself, because we know that we can be our own worst tyrants. And it is then, when we reach that state of psychological tension, through the inner work, through comprehension, through self-revelation, that we can really die in ourselves through repentance. teach how to die. To teach how to die is a matter of talking? No, man, to teach how to die is a matter of dying. You learn to die when you are close to someone who is dying in himself. When his presence becomes death for you, for your illusions, for your expectations, for your projects, for your fantasies, for your craziness, and that contrast invites you to work deeply inside yourself. People around Master Samael knew how to die in themselves because they were close to someone who were dying and dying and dying. That's why Master used to say, "For you, I am death." Of course, that with that mystical experience of dying, true forgiveness arises, and then you receive something that you were not looking for. The gift of inner peace, the gift of natural ecstasy. Our gnosis is the gnosis of the being. Our gnosis is the gnosis of the natural ecstasy. Our gnosis is the gnosis when you recover the place in your being and become a vehicle of the solar logos. It is beautiful to walk the paths of repentance and forgiveness. Because when we forgive, when we learn how to forgive to ourselves, we learn how to forgive other people. Maybe not instantly, but you will find a way to enter inside yourself, to make silence, to find a way to forgive others. The other beings that, like us, have the psychological eye that is the obstacle to reach the source of harmony and love. Although the final forgiveness will not come until the initial wound is not completely healed at the end of the great work. About repentance, that's another story. The story of repentance has no end with the completion of the great work. This is what Jesus says in Pisti Sophia chapter 119. Anyone who has received the mysteries of the ineffable will be forgiven, not just once when you sin and repent, but every time you do. And if even when alive, again violating the mysteries and sincerely repents and implores any of its mysteries, also then be forgiven, because he has received the gift of the mysteries of the ineffable. Because those mysteries are compassionate and always grant forgiveness. We are like the searcher in the Song of the Pearl. We were sent out on a mission from our home in the East. We fell into a deep sleep. We forgot that we were sons of kings. We started to serve their king. We forgot the pearl for which our parents sent us. Through the heaviness of their food, we fell into a deep sleep. But one day, they wrote us a letter. Awake and rise from your sleep and hear the words of our letter. Remember that you are a son of kings and see the slavery of your life. Remember the pearl for which you were sent into manifestation. And maybe one day we will seize the pearl. We will be back in our parents' land. We went straight on our way into the light of our homeland in the absolute abstract space. This will be the greatest happiness of our being. In the same way that in the prodigal son, that story told by Master Jesus, when the prodigal son is coming back home, the father is full of happiness, is full of compassion, is full of forgiveness, and said, "Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The way of forgiveness is infinite. One day we will realize that there is a highest level of forgiveness related with our same being and his relationship with the absolute abstract space and with this original journey of consciousness that creates the imbalance in the dwelling of the absolute, and that is the reason why we are here, trying to comprehend ourselves, trying to comprehend the being, and trying to realize that we are the being, and this is our inner truth and reality. That's all I have to say about that topic.
Okay, well, we will go to a short pause. If our listeners have any questions, please send them to koradiradio@gmail.com, and we will be back after a short break. Thank you for your patience. We are back now with a question for Javier from one of our listeners that emailed us. Margaret says, if we are doing the work and feeling repentance for what we comprehend, is it possible to be forgiven also for past actions we have forgotten?
My answer will be clear. The inner work is directed by the being. So when he is interested in us to comprehend certain aspects of our work, even if we have forget it, he will open again the ways to remember. He will help us to remember through his different parts of the being. So if we need to work in certain aspects because this is the being's project, he will help us to comprehend. He will help us to remember what we have to remember. That's why the memories of the ego are activated by the inner coach or inner trainer that is a part of the being. That's my answer.
Thank you, Javier. And a second email here for you. Felix, Malachi, and Liam send their greetings from the Blue Mountains. They say, thank you, Javier, Hassan, for sharing your reflections with us today. Malachi has a question. Does our relationship with our physical parents reflect in some way the relationship to our being?
In certain aspects, of course, not in others. What reflects is our karmic relationship with human beings. But of course, what we need to reconquer is the right and deep relationship with the being. And if we can have a good relationship with our parents, it's better. But don't forget the case of Master Samael. His father was an ancient enemy of him, and their relationship was very hard. But Master Samael used it to transform completely himself. So this is what I can say about it.
Okay, Javier. Well, that brings us to the end of the questions. Nothing else for you here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all. We hope that this talk will be of great benefit to you. And thank you, Javier, for your time and your participation. We understand that you will be in the United States next month doing some retreats. So we wish you well, and we hope to see you.
That's true. Thank you, Aníbal, and maybe we can meet personally.
Yes. Looking forward to. And until then, give our best to your wife, Ima, and take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to you all.
To all our listeners, thank you. Take care. Until next time, inverential peace.